The Georgia Crop Improvement Association at the peanut seed short course this week reminded growers that there are legal issues of peanut producers in taking care of their seed needs this year. Peanut varieties grown all across the Southeast with one or more forms of legal protection limiting or preventing producers from saving or using their own seed. Varieties protected under the USDA Plant Variety Protection Act may not be sold, marketed, offered for sale, delivered, consigned, or exchanged without the explicit consent of the owner of that variety. It is illegal to condition or shell the variety for the purpose of growing them again. However, a producer may save seed for the sole purpose of planting his own holdings. So that is coming from the Georgia Crop Improvement Association and applying to other states. There's also another patent, the U.S. utility patent issued by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, may not be saved for planting these seed varieties. There is no farmer exemption on the U.S. patent. The only legal provision for seed protection of these varieties is covered by a patent is by a licensing agreement with the patent owner. It is illegal to condition, shell a patented protected variety for the purpose of propagation or selling it to somebody else. A variety may be protected by both the Plant Variety Protection Act and a patent. It could be both. So your farmers are reminded you can save enough seed to plant your own crop, but you cannot sell it to other farmers. USDA's Economic Research Service said this week they expect the acreage to rebound 29%, 309,000 acres this year, to nearly 1.4 million acres of peanuts. An intended expansion, they said, is in Georgia by 230,000 acres will account for most of the increase. Last year, the acreage fell 35%. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.